And that's where we say goodbye to our colleagues at the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. It's 20 past five. Good morning. I'm Tina Ritchie. It's Saturday, the 8th of February. In a moment, we'll have the shipping forecast and news briefing. We'll bring you up to date with all the latest news, sport and weather. And just before six, we'll be joining the anthropologist Ella Al-Shamahi to find out why grandmothers are so important. But first, let's look ahead to next Wednesday.
A billionaire Christian family had a dream to open a museum of the Bible and fill it with precious treasures.
The scale in which we collected was pretty ambitious.
Then a scholar-turned-sleuth started asking questions, questions that some people didn't want answered.
The story didn't make sense. Something truly, truly wrong was going on.
I'm Ben Lewis, and I've long investigated the darker side of the art and antiquities world, but nothing prepared me for this story. Word of God starts on Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now it's time to say good morning to Louise Lear.
Thanks, Tina. Good morning. This is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 8th of February, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Seoul. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low expected just west of Seoul, 1016 by midnight tonight. Low France, 1012, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, 40s. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first, except north at Sierra. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, east or southeast 4 to 6, wintry showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, east or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic becoming northeast later 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Seoul, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, mainly good. Shannon, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then northeast 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin, south or southeast 4 to 6, backing east or southeast 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, south becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southeast veering southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southerly 5 or 6 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or poor. And now let's take a look at the inshore waters. Lerwick, south-southeast 5, 15 miles, 1030, falling. Lucas, northeast by east 3, 14 miles, 1026, falling. Bridlington, east by south, 5, 1021, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east by south, 6, 2 miles. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 2 miles, 1013. Jersey, northeast by east, 1, slight rain. 5 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. North by east 6. 2 miles. 1013. Silly automatic. Northeast by north 4. 13 miles. 1016. Falling. Valentia. East by north 3. 24 miles. 1019. Falling. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 5, 15 miles, 1021, falling. Malinhead, south-southeast 3, 24 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 19 miles, 1025, falling. Stornoway, west-northwest 2, 19 miles. 1025, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, the 8th of February, 2025. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure maintains northern waters, while a low over northern France will move northwards, bringing rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. The low will become slow moving over the English Channel and dissipating into Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or southeast, backing east or northeast later 3 to 5, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 4 or 5, becoming 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, cyclonic becoming northeasterly later 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 to 5 becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, east or northeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time, mainly fair, mainly good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. Southeast, backing east or northeast later 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5 later, perhaps wintry, perhaps moderate or good. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters one more time. A ridge of high pressure maintains northern waters, whilst the low over northern France will move northwards, bringing rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. The low will become slow moving over English Channel, dissipating into Sunday. However, this will send rain and showers spreading across most areas, although the western coast of Scotland will remain fair. And that completes the shipping forecast. I'll be back with a general look at the weather in just a few minutes.
Louise, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's approaching 5:30 on Saturday, the 8th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. President Trump's efforts to send home thousands of workers at the US Agency for International Development have been temporarily blocked by a judge. Hamas is due to release another three Israeli hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. In sport, a last-minute goal for Manchester United saw them secure a place in the fifth round of the FA Cup. A judge in America has said he will order the Trump administration to halt some elements of its plan to dismantle the US Agency for International Development. The announcement, which is in response to a lawsuit filed by unions, happened hours before thousands of USAID staff were due to be placed on administrative leave. President Trump has argued the agency doesn't represent a valuable use of taxpayers' money. Critics say the US leader's plans would take support away from the world's poorest. Susan Reichel is a former senior officer with the agency. She welcomed the judge's intervention.
With this ruling, it does provide a reprieve, and it also provides some other relief, we hope, as well for payments that the U.S. government is due to pay the partners and all of those who have been implementing programs long before January 20th.
Donald Trump says he's revoked his predecessor's security clearance, a move that ends Joe Biden's access to daily classified intelligence briefings. Former presidents traditionally receive some intelligence briefings even after they have left office. Mr. Trump said Mr. Biden couldn't be trusted because of alleged problems with his memory. Three more Israeli hostages are due to be released by Hamas today as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The details were confirmed yesterday. They'll be freed in return for more than 180 Palestinian prisoners. Michael Levy is the brother of Or Levy, one of the hostages due to be released later.
I can't even start to describe the emotions, the excitement, how happy we are that it's finally close to be over. And yeah, now we are waiting to hug him.
A march against knife crime is to be held in Sheffield in memory of a 15-year-old boy who was stabbed to death at a school in the city earlier this week. Harvey Wilgoose died on Monday after being taken to hospital from All Saints Catholic School. A 15-year-old boy has been charged with his murder. Rescue teams in the US state of Alaska are searching for a missing plane. Say they found wreckage on sea ice. All 10 people on board the aircraft are believed to have died. The small commuter plane had disappeared on Thursday, losing all radio contact shortly before it was due to arrive at its destination in the city of Nome. A senior MP has criticised some energy suppliers following a BBC investigation into what's known as backbilling. The practice involves utility companies sending new bills for